This is the John Kincaid Show.
We do odd things on this show. This is a little bit of a different show. So if I'm going to Disney World next week, we talk about Disney World and we talk about it with you and things like that. We do odd things. Management scratches their head, but they're like, somehow his show has managed to stay on the air for now 14 years on national radio. I don't know how, but I guess it works.
Here's John Kincaid.
I don't know how either. I'll just continue to do the show and be proud to do it with you. The John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio, and I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket Mortgage can. Love Rocket Mortgage and love the folks there for joining us. It's the John Kincaid Show. Tony Piano running the operation behind the scenes, making sure that everything runs smoothly with us today on Twitter. You have to, Anthony, has it petered out? Has Twitter momentum petered out or not?
I really never had it to begin with, to be honest.
Oh, man. Come on now.
But if you go to my Twitter, you'll be able to find the link to my Instagram, which I'm very active on. Instagram.
You do love Instagram.
Love Instagram.
And you love the pose of you, like, with your arms wide out.
Yeah, I think it...
That's your go-to pose.
It adds to the picture.
It's like your signature pose.
Yeah. You know, instead of just like standing there.
Right, exactly.
You know, your arms down at your side or your signature, folded.
Yes. Your signature move is arms wide open because you're a welcoming guy. You're kind.
I'm smiling. I'm happy.
You're kind. You're loving. You're happy. And those are all the things that Anthony Piano is. He really is. He is. He lives up to his billing. And you ladies who are not hitting him up on social media, you're nuts. You're absolutely nuts. If I was a young woman,
you'd be all over me
in the New York area. Well, you'd be a take-home guy. Women, I mean, would take you home to mom. Moms would love you. Moms would love you.
Dads would love me. You know,
I don't know about dad. Now, dads would be
going for me.
Now, dads would probably not love you as much. But there's put it this way: when Olivia brings home the guy that she gets serious about someday, it's not going to be someone that I'm going to love. It's going to take a long time for me to love that person. It's like, it's not going to be an overnight sensation. Let's put it that way. There will be no being buddy-buddy with a boyfriend. Ever. Ever.
What do you mean ever? Come on.
A boyfriend? Ever. There will never, ever. That's not
well,
my
eventually,
job.
Right after some time goes by.
Well, are they married and stuff? Maybe. Look,
after
my
a year
job,
of dating?
My job, Coach Dan Reeves, legendary Coach Dan Reeves, sent me a card when my daughter was born and congratulated me. He was Coach of the Falcons at the time. And they sent a little Falcons teddy bear to us. And she got a little note. But the note was to me. And I'm like, oh, it's to me. And it said, my name is Father on the outside of the card, and it said, friend is not in my job description on the inside. And truer words were never spoken, Coach Dan Reeves. And I have learned that greatly. I'm dad. No other guy gets to be dad. I don't want to be her friend. I am friendly with my daughter, and we love each other, and we have a tight relationship, but I don't want to be her friend. Let her friends be her friend. I'm her dad. Gosh. And at 16 and a half, I'm starting to just think, counting down the days to where I won't see her every day. And it's going to break my heart. I'm going to need a sedative and a stiff drink. I can tell you that much when that day comes. We get started today. And I got to be very careful on a bunch of fronts today. I'm going to be very careful with this because I'm being honest with you. I'm going to be as honest as I can. And my wife last night is telling me, okay, so I run down the show. Before I go to bed on Saturday night, I have probably 75-80% of what I want to talk about has already been mapped out. And I tell my wife about it. And she goes, be careful. Be careful with what you want to talk about. She goes, like, look at this, like, three things here that you're treading. You're really, like, you're going to offend people with that. I've learned long ago I can't worry about that. I have to tell you the truth. I have to tell you how I feel. And I've got to tell you right now, I work in an industry where they're incredibly talented people. It really is. To turn on a microphone, and by the way, to not require callers to be your content. So let me give you the caveat to this. There are people who can get behind a microphone and entertain. They can engage and entertain. And you can hear them, and you can hear their points of view, and you can hear, and you get attached to them. You start to attach to them. So I'm not talking about hosts who rely on callers to be their content. Well, let's open up the phone, see what you want to talk about. That's lazy ass work, I'm telling you. I've got to be careful. That's my opinion. Well, what do you want to talk about tonight? Just call us. Like that kind of stuff doesn't fly with me. It's never flown with me. I think it stinks. But there are entertainers in our business and people who can engage you or get me to think about their point of view. Robin Lundberg works Saturday mornings. And Anthony works with Robin on Saturdays and me on Sundays. And Robin Lundberg and I see the world through such a different prism. But what do I do every Saturday? I find myself engaged enough that I want to go back and I want to hear what Robin's saying. I want to hear what he's saying. Because when intelligent people entertain me, or when intelligent people engage me, and I hear points of view that maybe I don't agree with, but they get me connected, I'm really into it. But let me say it to you here, because there is major backtracking going on in sports media, especially with the story yesterday that the MAC is canceling college football. Let me tell you something about why is the MAC canceling college football? Why is the Metro Atlanta Athletic Conference, why would the MAC or the Mid-Atlantic or whatever they call it, I don't even know, Metro Conference, whatever. What is, I don't even know what the name is, the MAC. Can you tell me the Mid-American, I'm sorry. Can you tell me, Anthony, can you just tell me why is the MAC canceling football? Why are they canceling it?
Well, they're saying they're concerned over health, COVID.
Okay, they're doing it over health and COVID. Okay, and that sounds like legitimate. I mean, that sounds very legitimate. It sounds like a absolutely legitimate point of view. We're canceling it because of COVID. Okay, that's not true. The real reason, and that's a complete, I mean, part of that's true. Why they're canceling football is because they can't afford to do what it takes to be able to have football. That's the real reason. They can't afford to be able to have football this year. They can't afford to be able to support their athletic programs and to do things without college football paying the bills. Let me see Akron here. Let me just pull up Akron. Okay, Akron doesn't have a big time program. They've canceled all their games, though. They've canceled them all. And what these teams need is out-of-conference games. What these teams need, Eastern Michigan, Central Michigan, what these teams need and what the conference needs to survive is they need out-of-conference games. Eastern Michigan, I just pushed to Eastern Michigan here on CBS Sports. Eastern Michigan needs Kentucky and Missouri. Two SEC teams. Traveling to play two SEC teams. And they need that to be able to fund their athletic department. They can't compete without it. They need that. They need that paycheck. They need those games. They have to have that. If they don't have that, they can't compete. They need that money. They need the money. They need to be able to play these games. And if they don't play these games, they can't afford to do the kind of things that everybody else can do. They can't afford to run their programs. It pays the bills. And that's where we're at. The MAC isn't playing football for reasons that the Power Five could. But what we have going on right now is a desperate, desperate need. And believe me, it's something that we talk about all the time on the show. The need to be right. Go back and look yesterday. Go back and look on social media. Go back and look on what people put out as their content yesterday. Well, the MAC's canceled football, so football's over. An unnamed source says football's over. It's over. They're shutting it down. Do you remember the morning of the Marlins outbreak? Anthony, did you wake up in the morning and hear about the Marlins? Like, do you remember when you first heard about the Marlins having their outbreak with their organization?
Yeah, people thought it was the end of baseball.
And you know who was telling them that? Some of the biggest names in media. We're telling them it's the biggest names in media. Unnamed sources say baseball ready to shut it down. Got to shut it down. Got to shut it down. Do you know how many Marlins were hospitalized?
None.
Do you know how many Marlins? Yeah. Let's say it's a little less than one, Anthony. It's a little less than the number one. So I'm trying to. I'll give you the answer. There were some of the biggest names, guys who were advocates for that sport, telling you, oh, geez, got to shut it down. We told you this was going to happen. And that's the big thing. This is what we talked about. We told you this was going to happen. And then it's going to... No. No. What the Marlins story was a story of adults who didn't know how to conduct themselves like adults. That's what the story was. But everybody didn't report the story. Instead, they went for the shocking. Baseball's over. Shut it down. All done. Finished. And we've talked about it since sports came back. There's the can people and there's the can't people. And the can people, they congregate around this show very often. And the can't people get absolutely aggravated because they're dying to be right. They're dying to be right. I've been saying on my Twitter account since February that we needed to shut down the world and maybe peek out our windows on Thanksgiving and see if it's safe to go outside. Sal Licata did the show right before us. Very talented host from WFAN in New York. Did the show right before us. And I threw my pen across the room. I threw my pen across the room. Hearing Sal Licata say on the previous show, Buster Posey is brave. Buster Posey is brave for opting out of the 2020 season. What the blank are you talking about? What are you talking about brave? What modicum of bravery does it need? Do you think is involved with a guy who has made tens of millions of dollars deciding, I've got new babies, I'm going to stay home? Where's the bravery in that? And then Sal was giving an explanation for it, and he goes, now, you know, these guys stay home, and he goes, but the guy who works in the grocery store and everything like that, and he stumbles on himself, and he goes, they can't. They can't. Yes, I heard that. You could hear the light bulb go off over Sal's head. Buster Posey was described as being brave for sitting out the season. What the blank are you talking about? He's a multi-million, tens of millions of dollars. Not a care in the world. And he has two new babies. God bless him, by the way. Hope the babies are bring you just nothing but joy and you have a beautiful family. But give me a break. There's no bravery in deciding I don't need more tens of millions of dollars. I don't need more cash. There's no bravery in that. And then the bravery is all the people who allowed us or anyone who sheltered in place for months. They're the brave people in society. Not a baseball player or a football player or anybody else who opts out because they can, because they don't have to worry about where the mortgage payment is coming from. It's your local grocer. It's the lady who stocks the shelves at Walmart. It's the cashier at your local grocery store. It's the person who delivers your produce and your chicken and your meat and the guys who work in the plant and the women who work in the plant that package up the meat, the chicken, the cereals, and everything else to come. So the Amazon driver who drives it to your house. So those are the people that are brave. I heard it this week, and I read it this week over and over again. Stop it with the brave. There's nothing brave about opting out of a season when you don't have to worry about where your next meal is coming from. You know who can't opt out? The guy who works in the supermarket, the guy who drives the delivery truck, the person who brings you your mail, the person who delivers, prepares your food in your takeout restaurant, the person who drives to your house and delivers it to you. Those people are the brave people. Because for months, while millionaires stayed inside and told everybody, put on your mask and stay inside, blah, blah, blah. Look, everybody, by the way, put on your mask. Put on your mask. Be considerate of others. Why is this even an issue? Those were the brave people, and they continue to be the brave people. The people who work on the front lines in the hospitals, the doctors, the nurses, the lab techs, the hospital staff that works all that paperwork. Those are people we should be describing as brave. Buster Posey? NFL players opting out? Give me a freaking break. There is no bravery when you have no concerns in the world that you can decide you don't want to work. That is not a brave decision. What the blank are we talking about? Seriously. And by the way, everybody that I listed, all those people working at the hospitals, working at the doctor's offices, processing tests, I've gotten tested 3-4 times. All you people who do all that stuff, you're the brave people. Not multimillionaire athletes who decide, I don't have to worry about where my next meal's coming from. And I'm sorry for the ignorance that doesn't understand that the people who work at Target and Walmart and your supermarkets and your meat markets and your butcher shops and everything, that you aren't the brave people in society. I'm sorry. The obsession with sports and the obsession with the just worshiping athletes as being superhuman or otherwise has overtaken some people. It's embarrassing. Our local heroes, our people, oh, by the way, our ambulance drivers, our medical techs, our policemen. I know that's very popular now. Yes, our policemen who protect our communities. They're the brave people during this coronavirus. They're the brave people, the people who can't opt out because they've got people they're responsible to. All right, I'm fired up this morning. You can tell. You want to join us on our toll-free line? CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. You know Geico's now offering you an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit Geico.com to learn more today. I got so much I want to get to, I'm never going to fit it all in. But I want to hear from you, too. Join in the conversation. Be brave. Join me. We're going to use brave in the proper context today. It's the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This is the John Kincaid Show. Don't deprive yourself any longer. Follow John on Twitter. His Twitter handle is at John Kincaid.
I just think people have been caged up too long. Locked up too long. That, by the way, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I collected 5 pieces of print media this week that described the brave decision. The brave decision that NFL players made to sit out the season. If you choose to sit out, God bless you. You get to choose that. And by the way, nobody should rip you for it. But that's not brave. You obviously don't know what brave means. That's not brave. It's not a brave decision at all, especially when you don't have to worry where your next meal's coming from. 855-212-4CBS. Josh in Pensacola, Florida joins us. Josh, what's going on, brother?
Hey, good morning, John. So first off, thank you for your time this morning. I'm in my car right now. I'm actually on my way to open a shop. I live in a military area, heavily militarized area of Florida. So
I know
my,
it. I know it.
Supports.
I know it well, yeah. And it's a beautiful area. We used to vacation in Destin a lot.
Oh yeah, absolutely, and it's amazing how much it's grown up down that way.
Sure.
So you know the Air Force that's down here. You know the Navy
absolutely.
That's down here, and my business supports the military. So obviously, we have been deemed as essential employees, which means we do not have the option to opt out. But it isn't even about opting out. It's about throwing around this word brave, just like we throw around the word hero, when really no one knows what it means anymore to be one of those two things.
How could someone describe a millionaire choosing to stay home because they don't have to worry about feeding their family or otherwise as being brave? I don't get it.
Right, and this is the other part that I don't get, which is not being mentioned, is these people are saying, oh, Buster Posey, he's so brave, he has two new kids, or however many kids it is, that he has brand new babies. That's amazing. And again, congratulations.
God bless him, yes.
And their family, and that is wonderful, but don't forget that people are also opting out of the NFL, also being called brave, and they're accepting $200,000, $300,000, $500,000 to opt out.
Now, it's their money that they're going to have to pay back. But, I mean, I get what you're saying. Here's what I say, too, is do you think all the people who deliver the groceries to these people who opt out and decide to stay home and shelter in place, do you think they have kids? Any of them have new babies? You think any of them have young families that they have to support? Of course they do. It's why this absolutely. It's why this whole bravery thing is just a bunch of garbage. It's garbage.
Absolutely. And I mean, that's why I'm mentioning if people yes. are even given an opportunity to have 10 or 15% of their salary to take and say, hey, you're opting out and you stay home for a month, you stay home for 2 months. You know how many people would even be able to live off of that?
Correct.
The thing is that we're calling these people brave. We're calling these people heroes. Yes. Do they have to pay that money back? Absolutely. But guess what? That is a significant amount of money that is multiple times above what the average American
yes.
makes. Especially your average essential worker.
And there's nothing, and there's
really
that's not
that.
Brave. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Appreciate your call very much. And thanks for opening up your shop. And I'm sure other people appreciate that big time. The PGA Championship, by the way, night golf just is spectacular. It's absolutely spectacular. Night golf rocks. It's so much fun. The PGA Championship will have it today for you on CBS. Dustin Johnson leading the pack. Scottie Scheffler and Cameron Champ, one stroke back. Brooks Koepka in the mix. Bryson DeChambeau, three back. Tony Finau, three back. This is a great leaderboard. It's a great, great leaderboard for the final day of our last major, of our first major, I should say. Not our last major, because it usually is the last major. That's what I was getting at. We're going to have a major today, which we've had this weekend, and then we're going to have a PGA Championship coming up. Then we're going to have everything else starting going from there. This is going to be an awesome golf season, and it has been really, really fun to watch. David in Green Bay joins us. David, what's going on this morning?
Yes, good morning, John. How are you, sir?
Good, buddy. What's going on today?
Hey, just a quick clarification. I listen to you every Sunday. Love the way you're getting me fired up. I don't have much option or time to talk because I'm working an early job. But love to hear your voice, and I thank you for the opportunity to speak, and then you can rip me. I just want to make something clear because I'm just a normal, regular listener. Sal Licata made the statement about the bravery.
Not the only one.
Corrected.
No, not the only one. He made the one about... Hold on. He made it about Buster Posey. I had it six times from NFL writers... about NFL players being brave for opting out. Brave.
Okay, so the media guys are saying brave, not the players. You see,
no, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Use Posey's name. Most people.
I didn't say. No, you don't listen, David. You don't listen.
I do listen, John.
No, you don't, because I didn't say anything about Buster. Didn't say it. It's media members and Anthony, intervene here for a second. Did I not start this entire discussion saying media members? You said guys and me.
David's point is that David wants you to call out the media members by name instead of.
I already did. I said Sal. No, I said it before. We already said Sal's name. I already said Sal's name, David, which is why I make the point, and I thank you for your call, that you don't listen. Anthony, did I not use Sal's name?
Yes, you did.
Did I not say? Yes. So then what is his point?
These other writers. Everybody.
Let's list off everyone. Here's what I'm going to suggest that you do. Go to ESPN's NFL Stable. Go to ESPN's NFL Stable. There's your hint, David, if you'd like to go looking. I'm not going to go and list every single person for you. And I've said it before. When baseball, what did we have? The day that baseball had the positive test from the Marlins. Ken Rosenthal, Buster Olney, and others. It was, it's like Major League Baseball could be heading to a shutdown. Baseball never came close to a shutdown. Never came close to shutting down. Never. Baseball didn't come close to going, oh man, this is tenuous. Do we stay or do we go? That was never an issue. So flat out, and it's flat out. There ain't nothing brave. There is nothing brave about a millionaire deciding to stay home, period. There's nothing brave. Because for you, again, let me say it again, because David might not understand, if I don't speak slowly here. David, for someone to stay home, that means others must put themselves at risk. For a millionaire to choose to stay home and not go to work out of a fear of coronavirus, that means that everybody who sustains the life of that millionaire has to go to work and put their children at risk. Simple concept. So the person who delivers the groceries, the person who stocks the shelves, the person who delivers the Amazon packages, the person who delivers the takeout food, the person who keeps the power on at their houses, the people who keep the water flowing to those people's houses. Nothing worse than the multimillionaires going, stay at home, be safe, stay at home, just stay home. No, you can't stay home when no one's paying your bills for you, when you don't have $1 million in the bank. You can't just say, yeah, stay home. This has been the garbage of the message since the beginning. The brave people in society are those who have had our back, the ones who have had our back out there over and over again.
1, 2, 3. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
Welcome back to the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Just love a little upbeat music like that, Anthony. That is a real good choice. At 20 of 7 Eastern time here on CBS Sports Radio. Just bounce around a little bit. Happiness, a little joy. Sometimes just music makes you bop a little bit. Love it. Thanks for making the John Kincaid Show part of your weekly routine. If you're listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, please take care of these folks during the week. Right on the weekend, make sure you're listening to the station. Make sure you take care of their advertisers if you like the stuff that you hear, and hopefully you do. You might listen on Sirius XM 206. Love you, XMers, Sirius XMers. You guys are awesome. And those who can't, listen on the radio.com app. And if you get up late, get the radio.com app and you can rewind the show and be able to listen to whatever rant you want to anytime you wish. Before I get to my points here about it's a fool's errand that I will tell you about. But Daniel in Dallas wants to jump in on the show. Good morning, Daniel. How are you?
Man, pretty good. How are you this morning, John?
I'm doing all right, buddy. What's going on, man?
Man, nothing much. I was glad to hear you hit on that topic this morning. I'm an ESPN guy, and life is sports is life for me, like it is everybody else.
So, I mean, it's,
hear him
it's
talk
great.
About it. Yeah, you hear him talk about being brave and being a hero and all that. It does. You know, when you hear that, you're looking at the TV and you kind of want to cringe, because I go to the store every morning at 4 o'clock and get coffee. And the reason why I say that is you got a little girl up there, 18 years old with two kids, going home to a 75-year-old grandma that's been taking care of her. And and she puts up with hell every day.
So in other words,
thing yeah, and the mandates and
right there's
and
bravery. Yeah, that's yes, bravery. Sir. That's
yeah,
bravery.
And I go to the point to where it's almost a hero because she ducks her head every morning. She has to put up with 500 to 700 people every single day before her shift is over that decide they don't want to wear a mask and they want to put everybody else's life in jeopardy, and she's still there, and she don't have a choice. She can't opt out and take $9 an hour versus 12. You know, she
yes,
and getting federal assistance, you know, that's brave.
That's the bravery.
Yes,
that's awesome.
Yeah, and that's
all right,
keeping
man,
our country
by
going.
By the way, I'll talk to you in a few weeks when I tell you your Cowboys I just want your Cowboys to crash and burn.
Hey, man, don't even holler at me.
Take care of yourself, man. Fly, Eagles, fly. See you, buddy. Love that. Sam in Canton, Ohio joins us. Sam, how are you, buddy?
Good, John. Hey, I wanted to hit on two things real quick. First of
sure,
all, my wife, who is probably the least of any sports fans. I mean, she just isn't into sports, was listening this morning earlier on your commentary, and you got a ringing endorsement, okay?
Oh, really?
From my wife when she says...
What's her name?
Her name is Karen, and she said, this guy gets it.
I love Karen.
My beautiful wife of 45 years who 40, isn't into
what?
Sports at all.
45 years?
45 years.
Are you,
yeah.
How old are you? You sound very young.
I'll be 66 in November.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. 45 years. I'm married 18. How do you get to 45 without her killing you?
Well, I'll tell you. You understand what the meaning of an angel is when if you can live with me for 45 years.
I'm telling you,
John,
that's awesome.
What I wanted to mention here, you were talking about the Mac earlier, and you made a great point about money being the driving force. One
yes,
of the things here, this is Ohio State territory, and every year I've watched with some disgust as teams like Bowling Green and Akron and Ohio U go into Ohio State Stadium and get slaughtered for a payday.
Yes.
Okay. And I used to ask the question, why do these teams go in and there's such a difference in class and quality of play? And then it occurred to me, you
it's
know,
the paycheck.
Gee, you know, they're, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And by the way, those football players are footing the bill for all the other men's sports and women's sports that can't pay their own bills. They can't keep the lights on themselves that are not revenue-generating sports. They need the football kids so they can have all these other sports, the charities.
Well, that's true. That's true. And even on the high school level here in Ohio, where they're still debating whether they're going to have high school football, one of the big arguments is that football, especially in some of the name high school programs here in Ohio, sustain all the sports for those particular schools. So,
and it's the truth, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how many people? My daughter goes to a school that has a very, very strong football backing. How many other sports at your high school, like generate even like all the fans they generate in a week would equal a football game on a Friday night?
Exactly.
Hey,
exactly.
It's incredible. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the man. Thank you. And say hello to Karen for me. Take care of yourself, buddy. Appreciate it. Canton, Ohio. See, Anthony, I'm big in Canton, Ohio. And it doesn't surprise me that the ladies tend to be a little more attracted to what I've got to say. It doesn't surprise me at all. Doesn't surprise me. Got to just tell you. AJ in California joins us. Good morning, AJ. How are you, buddy? Are you up early or up late?
Late.
You sound like you're up late. I hope it was a good night. I hope it was all worth it. I hope it was all worth it.
The minute I heard your voice, man, I said, I get out of bed, I got to fight somebody.
I love it. Welcome to the show.
Hey, John. How you doing, man? Buster is our boy here, man. Leave Buster alone.
Guess what? I'm in Atlanta. Buster Posey is royalty in Georgia. But guess what? I'm ripping people calling him a hero. I'm ripping people calling NFL players heroes for opting out. That's what I'm saying.
But the people are getting the point. They keep pointing to Buster, man. He went into the minor leagues. You know, they make less than peanuts. You know, and then he made something of himself.
And he busted his backside, and he's awesome. Yeah. And he's awesome.
Yeah,
and he's absolutely awesome. He is.
And
he's awesome.
Very polite, and he doesn't do any, you know, BS. But I just, you know, thinking that that's what I was going to defend my boy. But
well, no, you don't have to defend him. I'm talking about the people calling him a hero. People calling these NFL players who are opting out heroes. That's the people I'm calling out. That it was heroic decisions they made. BS. If you got $10 million in the bank, it's not heroic to say I don't want to go to work. And by the way, everybody else who goes to work every day, we have kids too. We have kids too. Thank you for your call, buddy. We have kids too. We have kids that we have to support. We got tuition bills. Some of us have tuition bills. Food, clothes, shelter, all those things. But I will tell you right now, as we follow this college football story all week long, it is a complete fool's errand to talk about college football in the spring. It is a joke. It's a joke. Because first of all, I'll give you the number one reason. Do you actually believe that, and I'm going to tell it to you, do you believe the Chicken Littles that would tell you it's not safe to play football now because of a virus are going to be okay with it by January? Are you serious? And it is, if you are just like, it's not safe to play because of a virus. By the way, it's we'll get into a little bit later on. I don't want to screw you up on this. But it's the idea of that there are so many things dangerous about football. And to young men, to young athletic males, coronavirus is down the list of what's dangerous about playing football. Coronavirus is way down the list of what's dangerous about playing college football. Far down the list of things that really put them in danger. And that's just the bottom line. But spring football? No. So what are you going to do? You're going to play spring football games. When's that going to wrap up? April? And then the players are going to have a month or two to recover to start training again for another football season. So you're going to have amateur college football players play 7, 8, 9 more games in a calendar year. This is amateurism. And that would be ridiculous. That would be ridiculous to subject these players to 7, 8 more games, 9 games in the course of a calendar year. That would be reckless. The whole spring football thing, do you think people who want the college football season stopped, that don't want them to have it, you actually believe that in January they'll be like the champions of the sport? So before you fall in line with that point of view, just remember, every other sport that is on the charity that sucks at the teat of football to support themselves, the universities aren't digging into the endowment to pay the bills. This is going to be the end of a lot of college sports. It's going to be the end. Finished. Never again. Now, my solution, I offered it a couple weeks ago. You're in a non-revenue generating sport. There is no scholarship. Period. The university still can buy the equipment. The university can still maintain a stadium, provide jerseys. But there shouldn't be a scholarship involved with it. Why should there be double charity? It's a complete loss for these universities to have to go and buy equipment for sports that don't generate any kind of revenue. So every expense they've got, putting the air conditioning on in the locker room, putting the lights on, feeding the athletes when they travel, traveling the athletes to games, buying the jerseys, buying all the equipment. All that's a loss. Loss, 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 loss. Line items. And they're all paid off the credit card of college football. So, if you're one of those people who's like, yeah, you know, we need to shut down college football. It's not safe to have it this year. Okay. Then say goodbye to all these other fringe sports that are going to be done. They are going to be done. So the NHL playoffs can finally begin. And it will be the mantra of this show. Go, Knights, go. I don't have to be objective. I have a rooting interest. My family and I picked up the Vegas Golden Knights when they began their NHL lives. So the Vegas Golden Knights are our team. And Vegas wins the round robin tournament, and they're the number one seed. Anthony, your Islanders are what seed? Are they three?
No, we are locked in at the number six seed. We get the winner of the Capitals Bruins game, which comes up at noon Eastern today.
And you choose to play. You're the Islanders, and you're choosing right now.
I'll take the Capitals.
Okay.
Always have issues with the Bruins.
Caps are a scary crew, though, with some championship pedigree, guys who know how to win. So a lot of stuff to worry about there. Great to have that. I've made a decision to delay by a week our first 10 out in the NFL because I have so many other things I want to get to today. And honestly, this college football story has taken over. So we'll get into a lot of that. I like it when people who taunt get taunted and then they can't take it. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.